Matt Gaetens, current Iowa men's, new Iowa men's basketball assistant coach, Iowa City High graduate, former Hawkeye, joining me right now here in the Real Sports Hour. We'll take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk to Matt a little bit more about this current Iowa team and what it's going to be like running down the tunnel and coming out of the tunnel, basically, first time back at Carver Hawkeye Arena. That's all coming up next after this break here on the Real Sports Hour.
In sports, as in life, you want a good team player, someone who keeps you focused on where you want to go, the steps to help get you there, and the importance of maintaining a disciplined approach to realizing your dreams. It's our pledge to be here when you need us most and to be your friend for life. To learn more about what the Strelner Agency Group has to offer, visit StrelnerAgencyGroup.com today. The Strelner Agency Group proudly supports Prospect Meadows Baseball and Softball Complex.
Your world has changed, but your dreams shouldn't have to. That's why Kirkwood is your next best step. With affordable, flexible, and close-to-home options, now's a great time to start or finish your Kirkwood degree. Learn more at kirkwood.edu/findyourfuture. Displaced or discouraged at work? Kirkwood can help you learn a new skill or totally reinvent yourself for a brand new career. With so many flexible and affordable options, you can get back on track fast. Learn more at kirkwood.edu/findyourfuture.
Welcome back, everybody. Currently joined by new Iowa men's basketball assistant coach, and you all know him, Matt Gaetens, a Iowa City High graduate, former Hawkeye. He bleeds the black and gold, returns to Iowa City after being hired a few weeks ago. Matt, not only did you get not only are you returning to Iowa City, but you also added a new member of the family. So what's it like? What was that like? Where it's almost a perfect combination where you return to Iowa City with a new job, and then you and your wife also welcome a new baby to the family.
Yeah, it was. Last month has been pretty pretty busy for our family. You know, my wife's done an incredible job with it all. You know, everyone's healthy and happy, and you know, our other two kids are really loving up on her and having a lot of fun with her. It's made it easier, obviously, being close to home with Des Moines. You know, the transition not being too far. So I've been back and forth a ton, and then you know, both our families are in the Iowa City area, so it's been great having the extra hands and help through it all. But yeah, we're excited and, you know, blessed to have our third child, and you know, excited to get, you know, fully moved over here in the Iowa City community.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, what can you say about the duties that you're going to have with Coach McCaffrey? Can you take us through that, kind of what your responsibilities are going to be now that you are making a return to Iowa City now?
Yeah, you know, we're all involved in the different aspects of the game, whether it's player development, recruiting, you know, game scouting, and all the aspects of a program of being an assistant coach. So, yeah, it helps. I've, you know, worked for, I was already in the Midwest, you know, working for a coach with similar ideas and philosophies and Coach DeVries. You know, we wanted to play fast over there, just like Coach McCaffrey in Iowa. We love skilled, unselfish guys, love shooting. So there's a lot of simulators, competitive, good locker room guys, high character. So it's just a lot of, similar things that, you know, I was already doing, that transitioned to this job, and then recruiting the Midwest, I was already doing it, and just probably recruit maybe a little, you know, higher level of player, but a lot of the same programs and same high school coaches. So it's been a good transition, to get back here, and, love our team. You know, I really like the guys that are here. I've really enjoyed getting to work with them so far this summer.
Absolutely. Are you going to be mainly working with guards, forwards, or are you going to kind of be working with all the players? What can we say? What can you say about that?
Yeah, all guys. You know, okay. We've been really split it up. You know, you probably gravitate towards guys that are a little like how you were, but I've take pride in, you know, all my stops have worked with point guards and bigs. So like every, you know, in the wing. So it's kind of all over. But you might gravitate maybe towards the guys that are a little bit like you. So, you know, the wings a little bit, but yeah, I take joy in, you know, being able to work with all the guys.
Well, let's talk about some specific players. You mentioned them earlier with your relationship with Coach McCaffrey. Yeah, you've seen his boys, Patrick and Connor, grow in the throughout their basketball careers. And Connor decided to come back for an extra year. Patrick is just starting. I mean, last year he really took a leap. But what can you say about how it, first off, kind of a two-part separate question is, how important is do you feel Connor is to the team? I mean, how much is he really kind of the, you know, the key really, where it's, you know, he does the stuff that isn't necessary. You might not see it on the box score, but it's important. Then for Patrick, what excites you most about the step he took this last year, and what you are really hoping that he can really do next year? With, you know, when we saw him at Iowa City West, we saw how talented he is, and he definitely has shown flashes, and it's kind of, this year is the next step for him to really, really take off, we would think.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun watching those two guys grow up. I met them 12 years ago when they first got to town, so to watch them, grow up through high school, and then, you know, to be here now, you know, I've been away. You know, when I came back, we'd see him once in a while, and then obviously watch them on TV now. Great guys. Really excited to get to coach them now. When the first part of your question, you know, Connor, he's key. It's great that he, you know, decided to come back. He's a leader, does a ton of things on the court. Like you said, don't show up. He guards, he obviously passes, takes care of the ball, you know, went through a hot streak there, really shooting the ball well. So we're working on that, getting his shot more consistent. And, I think he'll have a really good year. He's big for this team. You know, he's been through the Big Ten rigor for, 5 years now? Is it six, maybe? I can't even keep track.
Right.
So he grew up around the program, you know, knows what we like, what we want to do, how we want to do things. And he's been here and has experienced a lot of success in his time. So I love that dude. I've always loved how he competes, and so I'm excited to get to, you know, coach him now. And Pat, just has a chance to be a really good player. He already is, but just, you know, he's getting there. He's looked really good this summer. Just does so many different things with his versatility, and he's long. He can put on the deck. He can shoot it. Getting his defense better and making strides there. But just another great kid that, you know, wants to learn, wants to grow, and wants to compete and win. I think he's probably never have a really good season. So I'm excited to see what comes with him.
Absolutely. Well, the big news in the, you know, this off season was Chris Murray deciding to come back for his junior year. Of course, his brother Keegan, a fourth overall pick in the NBA draft just a couple of weeks ago. But for Chris, I mean, what excites you about? I mean, can he almost have a similar season to what Keegan had? What can you say about just the talent level that Chris has? And I mean, I think a lot of people feel that he's almost pretty much just scratching the surface of the kind of player he really can be.
Yeah, you know, another kid I've known for a while, obviously with his dad being a former player, and so I've known him since he was a kid. So it's fun to see all the success they're both having. But Chris, really talented. I think everybody saw that last year. Can really shoot the ball long, you know, versatile defender, you know, working on different things with putting the ball on the floor and becoming more of a scorer, a little bit like Keegan. But I think he has a chance to have an awesome year. I think people need to, you know, understand what kind of year Keegan had when they say, you know, a year like Keegan, like that, that was an all-time, not only Iowa, but, you know, NCAA year, the type of season he had last year was just incredible. So, you know, I hope people can, you know, manage their expectations, and you know Chris may average 18, not average 23, and he still has a really, really good year. So I think he's having an awesome season. Just people need to, you know, kind of realize they're different guys, and it's the type of year Keegan had last year,
right,
off the charts. But not saying Chris isn't capable of that, but I don't want people to be disappointed if he doesn't. But he still has an all league type season. So it's just been incredible. Watching Keegan, watching Chris, you know, what they've been able to do under recruited and come in here and develop. And, at the same time, they're just really good guys. So it's fun to see.
Absolutely. Matt Gaetens, the new Iowa men's basketball assistant coach, joining me here on the Real Sports Hour. Let's kind of switch to, like you said, you used to be a point guard. And the one name that a lot of people probably are looking at is Tony Perkins. He really came on at the, you know, kind of the second half of the season, was very key in the Big Ten tournament run. For you watching Tony, what's the next big step in his game? But it seems like he as we said, we knew that he was talented, and he definitely showed it in the second half. Once he was put in the starting lineup, it seemed like that really changed Iowa and its lineup, and it made it really better down the stretch.
Yeah. He's a kid I really enjoyed watching from afar. He plays both ends of the floor. You know, can drive, can shoot, can guard. I think just, you know, getting his shot more consistent. But, like, this summer he's been awesome. Really taking his scoring to another level and his leadership on the other end, you know, talking and working on defense. He's a good player. Enjoy being around him. He has good energy. He's always smiling. So, you know, I think he's capable of having – he's another guy that's capable of having a really good season next year. He's going to, you know, step his role up a little bit bigger. As you said, later in the season he was playing more and had a really good run there in the Big Ten tournament. So, another guy I'm excited about. Great locker room guy. He's fun to be around, works hard. But yeah, just, you know, getting his shot a little more consistent and becoming a little more aggressive scorer and finisher. And he's a good player. You know, really enjoyed him. Got getting to know him more and working with him this summer.
How about Aaron Ulis? I know he's been mainly off the bench, but, you know, with Jordan graduating, what's the next big step for Aaron and his game and kind of being a more of a key role for the Hawkeyes too?
Yeah, I think people really enjoy Aaron's game with him getting a little play more in a little bigger role next year. Just a solid, you know, steady guard, really, really, really good passer, and takes care of the ball, really developing his shot more. He's another guy that, you know, will get after the ball and guard and play both ends of the floor. So just another guy I've enjoyed. He's fun to be around, fun to work with. Which is just pretty consistent with how Coach McCaffrey recruits. You know, he doesn't bring any bad guys in here, so it's
right.
It's a good locker room, and you know, and AU just fits that mold. I think he's primed to have a good season. People will be pleasantly surprised with his development and his role with his team.
And for one more guy that I wanted to look at was Peyton Sanford. We know that he can shoot the ball, and we saw some key baskets in that Big Ten tournament. He may not have put up, you know, 15-plus points, but he hit some big-time threes in some critical games, especially in the semifinals and the championship. But for Peyton Sanford, I mean, how much of a big step is he going to take as far as, you know, not just hitting, you know, one or two big shots? I mean, we could consistently see him hit five or six and average probably 15 a game.
Yeah, you know, he's really coming along. His body's changing. He's having a really good summer in the weight room. And he's adding to his game, you know, getting a little bit more off the bounce, you know, just do a little bit more than just being a shooter out there, which everyone knows he can do that. He's probably labeled as one of the better shooters in the whole country. So he's been great. You know, there's times in practice that he's just basically unguardable because he moves so well and gets off really tough shots and makes tough shots. So he's another guy I've known for a while. Known his family. You know, we recruited him at Drake, so being an Iowa guy, so it's fun to see him do well. I've enjoyed getting to work with him. He's obviously, you know, a guy maybe, you know, I'm similar as a shooter, a guy, you know, has played in Coach McCaffrey's system and a similar role of, you know, coming off screens and getting a lot of attention as a shooter. So I'm excited to, you know, continue to work with him and develop his game, but I think he's gonna he's primed to have a really good season as well. So it's a good group returning. I mean, we had adding a few other guys that we don't even mention, DeSante Bowen and Josh Dix, and you know, our other big guys off the bench, and even Phillip, our five man from last season. Just he's great, really active in our offense and mobile, really smart player. So it's a good group of returning guys that have experienced winning and know what it takes to win gets into a tournament, and so it's shaping up like a good group. But now we gotta go out there and get it.
Absolutely. I mean, would you now are you gonna try and challenge them to a game of horse at all? Any of the shooters, or are you gonna avoid that?
I mess around with them sometimes. You know, I'll hop in and drills and play, but yeah, we'll play games like that. I always enjoy competing and playing with the guys. There's a lot of different shooting games we'll play. So it's fun getting on the court with them still, and, you know, developing a relationship that way, just because I can. Because, you know, I being younger and being a former player, so it's fun to challenge them and do different things with them on the court in that way.
Matt Gaten's new Iowa men's basketball assistant coach, Iowa City High graduate, former Hawkeye, joining me right here in the Real Sports Hour. Matt, I just got one more question. I know it's still a few months away, but how much is it going through your mind of going down that tunnel again, coming out to the fans at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I mean, what's that? I know it's still a few months away, but what's that going to be like, and how anxious are you to come back out on that court again? And when it's, you know, thousands of people in the stands, a place that you grew up not too far from, you were a former player there, now you're back as a coach. What's that feeling going to be like?
You know, I haven't really thought about it too much. You know, it'll be cool. You know, it'd be cool being back on the court. It's just great being back in the community and back on campus and back here in this facility. Just being back around, you know, so many people that I've known for a long time and respect, and to get to reconnect and then reconnect with, you know, so many friends and family there in the area still. It's pretty special now, especially with three kids of our own to, you know, raise them in the community. But yeah, it'll be cool. You know, I'm excited to, you know, when games get here to start getting back in Carver again and get it rocking and be in front of the fans again. I'm sure it'll be a special moment to get to walk down there again. But yeah, haven't thought about it too much. Just trying to, you know, recruit and find some more guys and, you know, keep working with these guys and develop them here in the practice gym.
I know a lot of people are definitely excited for you to come back to coming back to Iowa City and Carver Hawkeye Arena. New Iowa men's basketball assistant coach Matt Gatens, Iowa City High graduate, former Hawkeye basketball player, and in a few months you'll get to see him right on the court, on the sidelines again. Matt, I really appreciate you joining us here on the program. Hopefully we can have you again on sometime soon during the season.
Yeah, sounds good. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and go Hawks.
Bet.
There are many companies in our area that take pride in buying local. Four local businesses are Leonardo's Pizza and Restaurant, The Starlight Room, Papoli Ristorante, and Sparkling Image Car Wash. Local participation in business helps to keep a community strong. By buying local at these four businesses, you help in that cause. Leonardo's, Starlight, Papoli, and Sparkling Image remind everyone to buy local and support your community.
Hi. My name is Chad Cooper with Mount Mercy University. From the court at Hennessy Recreation Center to the track and fields at the Robert W. Plaster Athletic Complex, Mustangs run wild at Mount Mercy University. No matter the season, it's always a great time to be a Mustang. Grab your blue and gold and cheer on Cedar Rapids' University. Don't miss any of the action. Explore schedules, stay up to date on the latest news, and get your tickets at MountMercyMustangs.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Real Sports Hour with Josh Christensen here on Classic KMRY. Join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock after CBS News for the Real Sports Hour. I hope you all have a great evening.